licking her face. At first, Olga was in two minds about the whole business, especially as Noel was usually around too. It wasn't that she didn't trust Noel. It was simply a fact of nature that cats can't help chasing anything that moves. But she lay so still on the soft wool rug that really there was no excuse for such a thing happening. And in time, she began to look forward to her evenings out. One of the things she enjoyed most was a large box which stood by itself in one corner of the room, for often the front of it lit up and became filled with tiny moving figures, some of whom even talked, while often there was the sound of music. Whenever this happened, Olga would stop whatever it was she was thinking so that she could pay proper attention. Noel explained that it was called a television. He wasn't very keen on it himself, because the only smell it had was a kind of warm, burny one, which wasn't very interesting, and once when he'd sniffed it too close, his fur had given off a funny crackling sound. But Olga grew to like the television more and more. "It's just the thing for invalids," said Mrs. Sawdust, when she saw her look of fascination. "It helps pass the time." One night, Olga was allowed to stay up much later than usual, and for some reason the music seemed to her ears more beautiful than any she had ever heard before. Mrs. Sawdust said it was something called the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, and sure enough, as Olga watched, a fairy did indeed appear, a tiny silvery figure floating to and fro in time to the music, like a piece of thistledown caught on a breeze. Sometimes the figure came close so that Olga could see it quite clearly. Sometimes it took fright and ran away again. And once it stood on its toes and spun round and round like a top until it seemed as if nothing could ever make it stop. For a long while, Olga sat entranced, unable to tear her gaze away from the screen. Then she closed her eyes, and in her dreams, she too began to dance. Slowly at first, and then as the music grew louder, faster and faster, until she felt herself spinning round and round, just like the fairy in the box. "Good gracious!" Dimly from somewhere miles away, she heard a voice. "Did you see that?" There was a chorus of excited voices, much closer this time. "Olga, you're standing up!" As the music stopped and the applause rang out, Olga opened her eyes and then nearly fell over backwards in astonishment. It was true. She really had been standing, not on one back paw as she had been in her dreams, not even on two back paws, but certainly on all four. And what was even more surprising was the fact that it didn't seem to hurt her at all. "I've been taken out of myself," she squeaked. "I've been taken out of myself at last. How nice to be living in such a magical age," she added, addressing the world in general. "How lucky I am, to be sure. Oh." And if Karen Sawdust noticed a row of whiskery faces pressed against the outside of the glass door leading to the garden, she wisely kept it to herself. They all appeared to be nodding their agreement, but when she looked again, they had disappeared. There are some things to do with guinea pigs that are best left unsaid, especially when they've just been doing the Dance of the Sugar Plum Guinea Pig. It was enough for one evening that Olga was on her feet again. I knew Olga could do it. She couldn't let us down. Next week, Olga is back on her toes and is leaping around for joy, so much so that she is afraid that the sawdust will put her on the rubbish heap along with Mr. Scarecrow. But Olga survives that and instead decides to stick to telling guinea pig tales. This time she tells Noel the cat the story of how guinea pig got their wheeze.
Hullabaloo, hullabaloo. Fiona, and next week we'll have Olga de Palga again. A few minutes ago, I was talking about Kajagoogoo. Now here's a bit on Lamont, the former lead singer of Kajagoogoo, now gone solo. Lamont got his first record player when he was about 10. He began to love music and was buying an awful lot of records. Just buying records was not enough for Lamont. He was so desperate to sing, he often knocked on neighbours' doors and was found to be singing to the amused people. Next, I'll be talking to you about how Lamont got into Kajagoogoo. Jackie Graham and Around and Around. Now back to the story about Lamal. He was 18 when he first moved to London, working for a while in the theatre before placing a rather effective little advert in a music paper, which resulted in him joining Kajagoogoo. After Kajagoogoo's first single, Lamal went solo with his first single, Only for Love, released in November 1983. His last single, which was the theme music to The Neverending Story, called The Neverending Story, did very well in the charts. And here is Lamal when he was in Kajagoogoo with their first big hit, Too Shy. Bridget and Joan's mother, who's up from Cork at the moment. Anyway, to something else. Cinemas, what's on this weekend? In the Ambassador, still showing 101 Dalmatians. In the Savoy 1, A View to a Kill. Savoy 2, Return to Oz. Savoy 3, Revenge of the Nerds. Savoy 4, The Cotton Club. And Savoy 5, Irreconcilable Differences. Showing in the Green 1, Police Academy 2. And in the Green 2, Mask. In the Adelphi 1, Witness. That's still showing there in its 16s. In the Adelphi 2, Police Academy 2. In the Adelphi 3, The Breakfast Club with the hit song Don't You Forget About Me, that's 18s. And the Adelphi 4, Mask. In the Odeon Twins, there's in the Odeon 1, Porky's Revenge, also Romance in the Stone. In the Odeon 2, Sheena, also Fast Forward. In the screen at College Street, Blood Simple in screen 1, Hotel New Hampshire, and Ed and Marcel in screen 3. In the Carlton 1, Beverly Hills Cop, Police Academy 2 in the Carlton 2, number 3 with Bob Geldof, and Carlton 4, The Killing Fields. Now, you've got a few films to choose from there, and if you don't like films, you can go theatre-wise. Still showing in the Gaiety is HMS Pinafore, in the Abbey All the Way Back, in the Olympic Clannage with Freddie Wright, it's concert, in the Academy, The Man of Arran, and in the Project and Arts Centre, there's an exhibition of Michael Ben Hennessy. And there's a few other things to do when shopping around Dublin. There's the Dublin Woolen Company. And for travel and information, you can go to your local travel office. Places of interest now. You can go to the National Gallery, the Irish National Stud and the Japanese Gardens. If you want to go to the north side, take the East Link. Right. Kilmainham Jail Historical Museum. St. Stephen's Green, you can go for a walk in the park. Guinness's Brewery. No visit to Dublin is complete without a call to the world-famous Guinness Brewery. This is a zoo, in the Phoenix Park. The Phoenix Park itself is 1,760 acres. The National Botanic Gardens at Glasnevin consists of 50 acres of beautiful gardens containing splendid collection of plants, shrubs and trees. The Japanese Gardens, which is in the National Stud. The Irish Georgian Society office in League Slip and other public parks like Bushy Park and Marley Park. There's loads of things to choose from this weekend. So if you're going to the cinema, or going to parks, or going to any places of interest in Dublin, or going to the theatre, enjoy yourself. And one more last mention for our competition. We're giving away Nick Kershaw's album, The Riddle, supplied by Dublin Discs in the Nutgrove Shopping Centre. Very kindly of them, they've supplied it for us. All you have to do is ring us here in 606-422 and give us the answer. What is the name of Nick Kershaw's new song? Anyway, here's an old one of his. It's my favourite song around the moment. Well, one of them anyway. It's his Riddle. We've got a winner, yes, Julie O'Keefe, and we'll be in touch with you, Julie. Okay, you've won a fabulous album, The Riddle. We'll be giving away another record next week, perhaps Songs from the Big Chair by Tears for Fears, the 1985 album classic with loads of great songs in it, are now five. So it's from me, Andrew Ward, and Mike Ormond. Goodbye.
Bye.
And there's more after the ABC Network News with Dave Johnson.
Megahertz FM. Easy listening and information for Dublin is Magic 103.
ABC Network News with David Johnson. Good morning. In a night of violence in the north, one man has been killed and several others have been injured. The dead man was travelling in a hijacked car when it crashed early this morning in Andersonstown in Belfast. Two men had hijacked the car on the Glen Road, and shortly afterwards it crashed on the Shore Road. Police took one man from the wreck and he was pronounced dead, and they say that they found a replica handgun in the car. The man's been identified as James Michael McCann, around 20 years of age, from Glen Road. Also in the north in Derry, eight RUC officers were injured in disturbances. Crowds threw stones and petrol bombs at patrols in the Butchergate and Roseville flat areas. Five people were arrested. Services are now back to normal on the Dublin-Belfast railway line following yesterday's incendiary bomb attack on the Dublin-Belfast train by the INLA. Four of the six coaches on the train were damaged when the bomb went off at Newry. Persistent speculation over the outcome of Anglo-Irish negotiations on the North has been condemned by Dublin's Foreign Minister, Peter Barry. He insisted last night that reports about the progress or otherwise of the marathon talks had not been inspired by the Irish. Mr. Barry, hosting a Dublin dinner for a visiting delegation of US congressmen, also claimed that nothing he had seen or heard represented the reality of the continuing discussions. Our government will make their decision either one way or the other when the negotiations are over, and not before, he said. Foreign Minister R.F. Botha returns today from talks with American and other Western officials. Amid mounting speculation, the white-led government is about to announce major concessions to the nation's black majority. Rumors swept Johannesburg financial markets yesterday that Nelson Mandela, the country's top jailed black leader, was about to be released. A look now at the weather forecast for the Bay Area. Cool and sunny for most of the morning. However, heavy showers will persist by late afternoon and early evening. Some thundery with hail. The area high today, 18 degrees, and winds are moderate to fresh south to southwesterly, force 5 to 6 on Dublin Bay. Over the rest of Leinster, dry, bright and breezy at first, but heavy rain showers will become frequent during the afternoon and evening. Again, some thundery. The high 17 degrees and winds are fresh, southwesterly. Compiled from the wires of the Press Association, this is ABC Network News.
You can do the same. go away all alone. Oh, oh, oh. I know I can see those. Oh, oh, I know I can see those. I can feel those. I can see those.
Hullabaloo, and I want to thank all the presenters for the first hour. Oh, I really enjoyed it. That was Square Rooms by Al Corley, and that's a new single and should do very well. Well, oh, it's lovely. Yes, the sun is shining this morning and I'm in a really great mood. I'll be along later with, oh, gossip about everything, and oh, it's going to be a great hour. Fiona's got an interview, and oh, Kieran and Fiona have been out in the streets talking to you about what you think about boys' makeup. Oh, more about that later on. But now it's Dead or Alive and In Too Deep.
I could offer you a thousand things, but with a lot of them you wouldn't bother. I could buy you 10 rings, diamond rings, but I'm sure that you would want another. I could take a plane and I could fly away. I could steal a car and I could drive away. You have brought me a lot of things, but the main one that you brought was trouble. You
Hi, Fiona Dwyer here. During the week, we went out on a little excursion, finding out people's views on fellas wearing makeup. But first of all, we consulted the experts. We trotted down and had a chat with Micheline Walsh, makeup artist of the Makeup Workshop in the Westbury Mall. We discovered that men wearing makeup is really nothing new. Believe it or not, it's been with us since before the 17th century. In fact, early Celtic men wore more makeup than the women of that time. But if men wore more makeup then, why aren't they wearing it now? To quote Micheline, we are still suffering from the aftermath of Victoriana. Although we still seem to be under the influence of Queen Victoria, the role of both men and women is changing rapidly. So exactly who is it that is experimenting lately with makeup? Is it the young trendies or young teenagers? Well, no. You'll be surprised to know, and even we were surprised to learn, that it's not just these. In fact, it's just the opposite. It's the professional businessmen who seem to be taking more time with their appearance lately. If you were to look in the average businessman's makeup bag, what would you expect to find? Eyeliner, blusher, lip gloss? Well, no. From the people in the makeup profession that we spoke to, we learned that the older man's makeup kit consists of a manicure set, a moisturiser, a pH-balanced cleanser, and specially chosen aftershave balms, all used in the process of projecting an acceptable image. But then there's the supposedly controversial side of the whole issue. What about those fellas who want to wear makeup, but find themselves looked down upon by the rest of society? Many men want to wear makeup, but due to the small-mindedness of society, they find themselves unfairly branded as transvestites. Now, over to Kira.
All right, and didn't we have a great time the other day, Fiona, when we went on the street asking people what they thought?
Oh, great.
More about that later on. Anyway, little bit of... This is Kira, by the way, in case you'd forgotten. Anyway, a little bit of news in. The Nan Morgan Agency are currently holding week-long courses in grooming for teenage girls. The course starts at 10 o'clock and finishes at 12:30 each day for a full week. The topics covered are skincare, clothes and fashion, posture, walking, basics of makeup and general confidence building for young girls. The course is not intended to make models, but to help girls to improve their looks, and some of them may even hope to enter into a modelling career when they finish school. From 9 o'clock on Monday morning, Rebecca Morgan of the Nan Morgan Model Agency will be able to answer your inquiries at 766625. Okay, I think I might even go along there myself. Anything to improve me. Anyway, now the Nova DMC Mega Mix, which is Eurythmics and brilliant.
Laying with said, "The sun looks like bad luck got a hold on you, but it's too tight to mention."
Be there.
Marching in.
Oh.
Including fantastic records like Eurythmics, There Must Be an Angel, Five Star, Let Me Be the One, Simply Red, Money's Too Tight to Mention, Madonna, Into the Groove, Harold Faltermeyer, Axel F. That was amazing. That was really good. I really enjoyed that. But now, gossip. Oh yes, hot gossip. What has been happening to the stars? Simon Le Bon has changed girlfriends yet again. Claire's out and Yasmin's in. Yes, Yasmin, as you might remember, was the girl that he was pictured around town with late last year. Well, now she's been flown all over the world on Concorde just to be by his side. Isn't that cute? I wonder what's happened to poor Claire, though. Remember I told you, I think it was last week or the week before, Steve Norman of Spandau Ballet had split up with girlfriend Gail. Oh, yes. Poor girl, she was left. But now he's back to her again. Oh dear, the lover's quarrel is all mended up. Seemingly at Live Aid, everyone taking part was given one ticket to give to a guest. And he gave it to Gail, of course. How sweet. Now, would you believe, hundreds of American women have recently opened their doors to find famous people like Clint Eastwood or Sylvester Stallone standing there bearing romantic messages. How does this come about? I hear you scream. American husbands wanting to surprise their unsuspecting wives send their Clint Eastwood lookalikes, etc., with their romantic messages to their wives. I only hope the women don't reject their husbands for these hunky men. Oh, well, over to Kira. What have you been doing this week?
Oh, I love it more. It's getting more exciting every week. Well, anyway, this is Kira, and Fiona and myself have kept you in suspense long enough. Let's go downtown and find out what exactly do people think of fellas wearing makeup.
I think it's great.
You think it's great?
Yeah, the more that wear makeup, the better it is. I don't think there should be any difference between fellas and girls wearing makeup.
There's been a lot of controversy about people say that fellas who wear makeup are gay and
that's
are
ridiculous.
Effeminate.
A lot of my friends wear makeup and they're fellas and they're certainly not gay.
They're complete women.
Mystery.
as you heard, nobody was very sure what they thought of fellas wearing makeup. No, that's a lie. Slight technical hitch there. Let's go back to town this time and ask people seriously, what do they think of fellas wearing makeup?
I think it's great.
You think it's great?
Yeah, the more that wear makeup, the better it is. I don't think there should be any difference between fellas and girls wearing makeup.
There's been a lot of controversy about people say that fellas who wear makeup are gay and
that's
are
ridiculous.
Effeminate.
A lot of my friends wear makeup and they're fellas and they're certainly not gay.
They're complete women. Foolish. Foolish. Oh, I think it's really ridiculous, actually.
I don't think that there should be any difference between a guy and a girl. If he feels as if it makes him look better, that's great, you know. I don't think it should have any... It should be any different for a guy to wear just because of his sex, you know?
It's good for a night.
To dancing also. What do adults in France think of wearing makeup? Parents of children, how would they look upon it? Would they like their sons wearing makeup?
They think that it's for the gays.
What do you think if I was wearing makeup?
I think it's great.
You think it's great?
Yeah, I'm not gay or anything, but I still wear it.
Fine. And what kind of makeup would you wear?
I'd wear eyeliner, mascara, blusher. The girls I go in for, a lot of them think that fellas with makeup are better looking.
Better looking?
Yeah. They think fellas who wear makeup are usually gorgeous.
That's a very good idea.
You think it's a very good idea?
Yeah, makes them look a bit better.
What would you think if your son came home wearing...
He does come home.
He does come home wearing lipstick, eyeliner, the lot.
Colour hair, yeah.
Colour hair, and you like it.
Yeah. Oh, and that was pretty interesting, wasn't it? Now, I think if you keep listening, you'll hear what the punks and the priest had to say. I say. And what did the punks and the priests say when we asked them what they thought of fellas wearing makeup?
You're a priest, and what do you think of that? What's your views on that, fellas wearing makeup?
Well, it's not easy to think of, you know, an appropriate answer straight off. But what should I think? It doesn't seem to be anything against it in principle, first of all. And then, I suppose, if it enhances society from some aspect, well, don't mind. And motivation might also have something to do with it.
So do you think that the Irish people in general don't agree with fellas wearing makeup?
Yeah, well, I think that perhaps there'd be an instinctive reaction of a negative kind, but on reflection, one might come round to finding that improves some people.
Do you think that, there's not all that many fellas around wearing makeup at the moment, but do you think it'll eventually catch on if enough people accept it?
Well, fashion is a very hard thing to make prophecies about, so I would be inclined to think that it won't take on, really.
I wear makeup sometimes.
You wear makeup?
Yeah.
And what do you think of fellas wearing makeup?
Well, what's wrong with it? It's just,
what's wrong?
If you like doing it yourself, then it's up to you. It's your own choice whether you want to wear it or not.
What do you think of the view people say that fellas who wear makeup are gay or are effeminate? What do you think of that? Do you...
No, they usually wear earrings themselves, people who say that. Blokes who say that men who wear makeup are effeminate, well, they're bound to wear an earring anyway, people like that. I mean, there's always something about a bloke that's going to be effeminate to someone else, going to consider effeminate.
What kind of makeup do you wear? Would you wear...
Just eyeliner. Usually just eye makeup.
Right, and what do you think of people in Ireland, their views on fellas wearing makeup? Do you think it'll catch on here? Has it caught on?
Well, in Dublin it's different. Well, there's two places in Ireland, really. There's Ireland, there's Dublin, so, like, Dublin's attitude is going to be totally different than the rest of the country, you know?
Well, what do you think Dublin's attitude is?
Oh, I don't think people really mind anymore.
What's this?
You don't think so?
Wearing makeup.
Do you wear makeup?
Used to.
You used to?
Yeah.
Why have you stopped wearing it?
My hair isn't long enough.
Because his hair isn't long enough. Well, whatever you're into. Oh, well, thanks to everybody who stopped in Grafton Street to have a chat. Now, from those few interviews that we heard, people mostly agreed with fellas wearing makeup, as long as they applied it properly, and so long as it didn't make them look feminine in any way. So what did the experts think? Fiona and myself went along to the makeup workshop in the Westbury Mall and had a little chat with Micheline Walsh, a qualified makeup artist. We asked her, what did she personally think of fellas wearing makeup? Like a lot of other people, Micheline was all for fellas wearing makeup, but only if it was put on properly. A lot of people in Ireland are totally against fellas wearing makeup. Why? Well, the reason being that the few fellas that do wear makeup really aren't all that sure on how to put it on properly, how it's done, and quite often end up looking feminine. The whole idea behind fellas wearing makeup is not to make themselves look feminine, but to make themselves look better. That is, covering up acne or blemished skin, to make their faces look browner, and in general, enhance the facial features. No, I'm sounding very professional, I am. At least, that's supposedly the reason behind wearing makeup. From what Micheline tells us, nearly every teenage fella and businessman is using some sort of skincare products, like, as Fiona's already told us, pH balanced cleansers, moisturisers and aftershave balms, and that's quite acceptable. So is wearing makeup just one step away? Will it soon be accepted for all male persons to wear makeup? Most people seem to think so, but what most people are also stressing is that makeup on fellas will never be accepted unless it is put on well and doesn't look feminine. So, here's where we'd like to ask your opinion. If makeup workshops were opened up and fellas were taught how to use makeup properly, would you join? And do you think that fellas wearing makeup would become accepted? If you'd like to air your views, then phone us here on 606-422 and let us know. Okay, what'll we do next?
Shine a light on me. All of my life, so that much more I see. What a love of this world, sometimes oh, so it seems. I see the sky, then it feels a good friendship. Losing pride is the price of love, love.
switching hard. Let all life breath follow me. Close to the fire, and by your side, we should have been a family. We were spending time, we were staring out. We do it with me, it's more than one. Cold and empty love, can you never stop? Shine on, shine the light on me. And all of my life, so that much more I see. Like a mystery prize, I saw you walk on a clear day. First the king heart, then a last breath away. Oh, what a clear day. Like a glittering prize, I saw you up on a clear day. First the king heart, then our night went far away. Tear in the eyes, our delight's gone. We were spending time, we were staring out. Wasn't it more, and it was nothing new. We were staring out, now we're staring in. Ever will that one cold and make a blow, can you never stop? Shine on, shine a light on me. In all of my life, so that much more I see. Like a glittering prize, I saw you up on a clear day. First it came hard, then a lot break away. Only on a clear day.
Okay, that was Glittering Prize with Simple Minds. Oh, and I really enjoyed all those different ideas from all the people that Kieran Fiona interviewed on the streets last week. But now we have the top 10 for the computer software, especially compiled by Tomorrow's World. At number 10, we've got Music Studio. At number 9, it's still there, A View to a Kill. Number 8 is Impossible Mission, and Spy Hunter is there at number 7. Pit Stop 2 is there at number 6, and Soft Aid, yes, would you believe, is still there at number 5. Shadowfire is at number 4, and Dam Busters is in number 3. Wave Exploding Fist is at number 2, and the number 1 is... Yes, last week's number one, this week's number one, it's Elite. Oh yes, number one. But now it's time for more gossip. Now, what has been happening? Remember I told you last week that Andrew Ridgeley wasn't having too much luck racing his car? Oh yes, a few accidents. Well, because of this, his insurance broker have banned him from racing. Yes, they've taken his sports car away until the tour is over. Just in case he sprains his wrist or something and he can't play the guitar. Oh dear, Andrew. Hard luck. Yeah, sounds like another crash you had there, Andrew. Oh dear, you should take lessons. Now, seemingly Prince wants none other than Madonna, yes, to co-star in his new motion picture called Cherry Rainbow. Oh dear, I think he's going through all the colours of the rainbow. But now, dun 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 dun. Yes, would you believe it? Diana Ross is going to be J.R.'s new girlfriend in the next series of Dallas, so watch out for her. And seemingly there's really a battle going on among all the executives between Dynasty and Dallas to catch all the famous stars. But now we're going to have Paul Young, and this is especially for Aoife Nagel, who's listening in Swords, and this is Paul Young singing for her Tomb of Memories.
back here again. I must start by saying I hate this time of the year. It's usually a time of rows in our house over book lists, school shoes and other kind of things like that. I'm all the time hearing of the back-to-school bargains on the radio and it drives me mad. Hopefully I won't have to go back to school this year. But for those doing the inter or leaving this year, I came across something which may be of interest to you, maybe later on during the year. Following the success of the first essay, the Abbey Theatre have produced four new audio cassette tapes of poetry and prose for the intermediate and leaving certificate. I would personally recommend these to you. I got hold of an Irish poetry tape close to the oral examinations and I found it a great help. I think they're a great investment. Fine, over to Kira.
Right, Fiona, everybody is going to rush out and take your advice. Well, as Moore already said, that was Tomb of Memories for Aoife Nagel. Okay, some requests. I've got to say hello to Emer Quinn, who rang in. For Fergal and Orla, Colm and Orla Doyle, for Grace Clifford, Colm Rochford, Paul Lee. And a big, huge happy birthday to Kira Mulderig, whose birthday it is today, and she's getting very old indeed, so I'd watch yourself if I were you. And, by the way, Fergal, I heard the wonderful news last night, and to tell you the truth, it doesn't worry me in the slightest. Now, we're going to do something that everyone should do. Get into the groove. And you get there. For inspiration.
We might.
Art of Cullabaloo has come to a close, but there is still one more art to go. Mightn't be as good as this one, but it'll be here. That's goodbye from Maura, Fiona, and me, wonderful me. All right, from all of us.
Bye.
Sometimes you stare in the look that's in your eyes. It says that you care and it gives me butterflies. Oh yeah, what a pure delight.
Megahertz FM. Easy listening and information for Dublin is Magic 103.
ABC Network News with David Johnson. Good morning. Five bottles of Austrian wine containing the antifreeze chemical diethylene glycol have been found in Ireland. The discovery followed laboratory examinations of 32 different wine brands. Tests were continuing this weekend on a number of other bottles. A spokesman for the Department of Agriculture said four of the bottles found to contain the antifreeze agent, which is toxic, had been found in a container for import into the country, and the fifth had been on sale in a wine store. In a night of violence in the north, one man has been killed and several others have been injured. The dead man was traveling in a hijacked car when it crashed early this morning in Andersonstown in Belfast. Two men had hijacked the car on the Glen Road and shortly afterwards had crashed on the Shore Road. Police took one man from the wreck, but he was pronounced dead, and they say that they found a replica handgun in the car. The man's been identified as James Michael McCann, around 20 years of age, from Glen Road. Police in Santiago, under orders to act firmly but without abuses, fought several hundred demonstrators with tear gas and water cannons during a protest last night against brutality by the security forces. There were unofficial reports of up to 100 people being arrested as police, in running clashes over a seven-hour period, charged through downtown Santiago, dispersing bands of protesters shouting assassins. A few threw bricks at the police. After dark, firebombs set three buses ablaze in Santiago's central district, and one passenger was slightly injured. In Lebanon, President Amin Gamal's palace was hit by rockets in night-long battles between Christian and Muslim militias along Beirut's dividing Green Line and hills overlooking the capital, police reported today. Nine people were killed and 41 wounded in artillery, mortar and rocket-propelled grenade clashes, police said. Shells crashed into residential districts along the Green Line that splits the capital into Christian and Muslim sectors. The Soviet-made Grad rockets hit the presidential palace in the Christian suburbs of Babda last night, shattering windows and causing other light damage, a police statement said. Several other rockets slammed in around the heavily guarded complex, but there were no casualties, police said. Gamal was not at the palace during the fighting, officials said. He was at his summer residence in the hometown of Bifyaika, northeast of Beirut. Finally, now, look at the weather forecast for the Bay Area. Cool and sunny for most of the morning. However, heavy showers will persist by late afternoon and early evening, some thundery with hail. The area high, 18 degrees, and winds are moderate to fresh south to southwesterly, force 5 to 6 on Dublin Bay. Over the rest of Leinster, dry, bright, and breezy at first, but heavy rain showers will become frequent during the afternoon and evening, again some thundery. The high, 17 degrees, winds are fresh southwesterly. Compiled from the wires of the Press Association, this is ABC Network News.
Magic 103. Magic Hullabaloo.
Night. You say you love me, that's alright, I understand. Well, if I thought you were telling the truth, like a rock in my heart would hit that roof, life would be so grand. But the language of love is like a five-card trick, one flashy illusion which is over too quick that it seems secondhand. Love, the great pretender. Love, the great pretender. Sweet violins and corny lines, a Hollywood remake. Being left on the shelf is not such a fun prep for robots to be smashed on the floor. Life's only to break. And when I choose a partner now, I'm a lot more wise. And don't confuse love with the color of their eyes. Now use your own mistake. Love, the great pretender. Love, the great pretender.
Good morning, it's Magic 103 FM and 99 on the AM band. There goes Animal Nightlife and Love is the Great Pretender. Right now, into the final hour of Magic. Hullabaloo, as we like to call it here. Myself, Tom Brown, in until 12 o'clock. Here's the Prince and Raspberry Beret.
nothing but different than the day before. Turn me on. There's something about the clouds and her mix. She wasn't too bright, but after the day when she kissed me, she knew how to get a kick. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry beret, and if it was worn, she wouldn't wear much more. You feel like a movie star. This ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. I tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke. Cause baby, I'm the most. But a girl as fine as she was then.
go. That's Opus Live is Life right here on Magic 103. 14 after 11 o'clock with Tom Brown. And Kira has joined us once again. Now, a quick look at the rock listings for tonight, Saturday night. Full Circle played the Bag at Hot Peter Bar at 8.30. Admission there is £2.50. Ashford played the City Limits Bar at 8.30. Admission £2.50 once again. And Clannad and Freddie White play a number of gigs in the Olympia on the weeks on the way, and currently playing at the moment. The ticket prices range from £6, £7 and £8. Tickets still available at all prices and for all nights. Johnny Harris plays in Layla's Music Bar at 8.30. Admission there is £2. Waving a Trains are in the Earl Grattan at 9 o'clock, and that's £2 at the door. I suppose £2 if you try to climb in the window as well. Gripewater Blues Band play Tommy Dunn's Tavern at 8.30. Admission £1.50. And the Beat Club are in the Ivy Rooms at 9 o'clock. Admission there is £2.50. CND, that's Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, are holding a benefit reggae disco at the Dublin Resource Centre from 10 o'clock till 2 a.m. Admission there is £2.50, and admission for the unwaged is at £1.50.
Right, this is Kira again, back for the third hour to make a change. And it's very nice to be with Tom. Okay, right, well, I'm looking after all dedications and requests, and if you'd like to play... No, what I'm trying to say here is, if you'd like us to play your favourite song, then you phone us here at 606-422. And we'd like to hear what you think of life and what you think of the summer holidays. And is there anything missing in your life? Well, just phone us here and let us know.
Yeah, right. Okay, no problem. Very good. And also, I'm doing a small little thingy on some of the bands on the way to Dublin in the near future. And I'd also like to know your views. Do you think there's enough of the big bands on their way to Dublin? Like, how about this one? Here's Duran Duran and their View to a Kill. We've got ZZ Top, Scritti Politti and Marillion on the way to Dublin. But where are all the big bands, we ask? Right, we'll take your calls on that one. 606-422, 606-422, to Kira and myself.
Meeting you with a view to a kill. Face to face in secret places, feel the chill. Covered me, but you know the plans I'm making today overseas. Could it be the whole of opening wide? A sacred wine, a mystery keeping inside. We can fly until we dance. Fire, that fatal kiss is all we need. Dance
Duran Duran, A View to a Kill. Now, I think if we're very lucky, we have somebody on the phone. Deirdre Dalton, are you there?
Yeah, hello?
And where are you from, Deirdre?
I'm from Glasnevin.
You're in school, are you?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to third year in St. Mary's in Glasnevin.
Oh, and what's school like, Deirdre?
What's school like? Terrible.
Oh, like my school. Just like my school.
Yeah, school, all schools are the same. Terrible.
So tell us, what are you doing during the summer? Anything you can advise us on?
I'm doing nothing.
And you haven't been anywhere exciting?
Pardon?
But you haven't been or doing anything exciting?
I went to Butlins.
Butlins? Oh, wow. No, was it good fun? Tell me. Was it good fun?
It was great.
So do you advise everyone to go?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Morning, Deirdre. Tom here. Yeah, I was wondering, do you think there's enough of the big bands coming to town? Like this summer, we've had Bruce Springsteen and who else have we had? I've forgotten you too and a few of the others. Do you think that the Dublin circuit is good enough, or do you think, like, if you look up some of the English music magazines, you'll find like some of the really big bands, and they seem to be casually playing tours around the UK. Do you think we should have more, or are you a concert going person? What do you do in your spare time?
Well, I think Duran Duran should come. I love Duran Duran, and they haven't come yet. I mean, like, they're always doing world tours, but they never get as far as Ireland.
Yeah, do you feel that some bands wouldn't, they just can't be bothered crossing the water? Do you think they have any special reason for this, like not enough crowds, or what do you feel? Do you go to any concerts, and what do you think of the concerts we have here in Dublin?
Well, I've been to a couple, and I was at the U2 and in Croke Park, and I mean, like, a Duran Duran thing, they're that big, like the crowd, Croke Park, and
yeah,
a few people have gone to that, and then like the U2 one was brilliant.
Yeah,
that was really good. Then I was at the Nick Airshow one at Christmas, and that was in the stadium. That was pretty good as well.
Yeah, well, we find we have a lineup of gigs coming up now through September and November. We seem to have quite a few gigs on the way around the Dublin area, so maybe they'll keep you happy on that one.
Okay, well, Deirdre, before we have to get rid of you, sorry. No, before we go into any more music, have you anybody at home or the love of your life or anything that you'd like to say hello to?
Well, I'd like to say hello to my family. They're after rushing down from bed just to listen to me on the radio. And I'd like to say hello to my friends, Orla, Noel, Yvonne, Una, and Fionnuala.
Okay, well, over to Tom.
Okay, right, well, Deirdre, thank you very much for your call. And if anyone else would like to call us here at Magic, it's on 606-422. 606-422. And speaking of bands on their way to Dublin, here are one of them. It's Marillion and their latest single. It's entitled Kaylee.
Do you remember We don't need to know the way.
Okay, there she goes. Tina Turner, We Don't Need No More. Here is Something Like That. And that's from the theme music from Mad Max 3, a great movie. Another one of the Australian productions. And watch out for that. Okay, two big bands on the way to Dublin play the SFX. And the first one being Squishy Politi. They play one date on the 16th of September in the SFX. And they're the artists of Woodbees and Word Girl. And the lead singer, Green, has taking them over, and the gig has been confirmed. At the moment, they're finishing off a UK tour, and they also might play a gig in Belfast, but that has not been confirmed. No support bands mentioned, and no prices as of yet. Squishy Politi in the SFX on the 16th of September. Also, Marillion and guests. No guests actually confirmed yet, but they say there will be support. They play two dates in the SFX. That's on Wednesday, the 4th of September, and Thursday, the 5th of September. And they'll have support bands, but they haven't named any as of yet. So watch out, Marillion. We played Kaylee there just a while ago, and they also had the hit Garden Party.
Okay, a few requests. A big hello to Fiddler, Andrew, Shirley and Liam, Susan, Kira, Murren, Joanne, and any other wonderful person who's living in Dublin and happens to be listening to Magic 103. Oh, dear. Would you like to phone us in and tell us what you think of life? Then do. 606-422. Come on, everybody, phone in.
It's not very hard, you know. It's all six little numbers. 606-422. A direct line to me and Kira this morning. And tell us what you think of life in general. Do you think you're having a good time? Is someone trying to nail you and crawl up your back? Anyway, right at the moment, we say hello to Cahill Byrne and Louise McKeever and Anne. Hope you all enjoying yourselves a moment. But this one especially for Cal. He went to see Stop Making Sense last night and thoroughly enjoyed it. Here's Talking Heads. And from the movie Stop Making Sense, Girlfriend Is Better. It's just coming up to 28 minutes before 12 o'clock. And if you would like to call us here at Magic, it's 606-422. And tell us of what you think of life in general. 25 minutes before 12 o'clock on Magic 103 FM and 199 AM from the movies. Stop Making Sense. There goes David Byrne. Talking Heads, play that one especially for Cathal Byrne. Hope you enjoyed yourself last night. You went to see that. And very good it is too. I know I've been to it a number of times, plural myself. Okay, right now it's hello to Norman. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning.
How are you?
Sorry.
Yeah. Where are you from? Where are you calling from?
I'm from my house. I'm calling Cabaret.
Yeah, and I believe you said you're a panel beater. What do you do? Can you explain that exactly? What exactly do you do?
I just repair cars, spray them.
Yeah, and is business good?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, and how old are you?
I'm 15.
15, and yeah. How long have you been doing that?
Yeah, good 4 years.
Yeah, and do you have a boss, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, and how long has he been doing that then?
Yeah. 10 years.
10 years, yeah. And are you interested in mechanics of cars or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what do you hope to do eventually? Like, you're 15 and, well, only young yet. What do you hope to do with yourself?
Yeah, drive rally cars.
Drive rally cars, Circuit of Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I see it on the telly sometimes. And do you go down to some of the races?
Yeah.
Where are they? Down in Mondello Park, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, there's other racing there. There's formula racing there. Are you into the Grand Prix type of motor racing at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what would you prefer from the Grand Prix to the rally driving?
Well, I prefer the rally.
Yeah, but, like, why? What is it about the rally?
They're more modern cars.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, what other hobbies do you have?
Football.
Football. What team do you support?
Man United.
Man United. Do you think they're good?
Yeah, the best.
Yeah. Okay, right, listen, Norman, would you like to say hello to anyone?
Yeah, just to Brendan and Joe and Charlie.
Yeah.
And a few mates, Boise, Hamill, Mersey, Sean Winters, Bonnier.
Okay.
Thomas Boyce, Tim O'Ryan.
Right. Okay, right, thanks very much, Norman.
Right, thanks.
All right, see you
Bye.
Then. Okay, cheerio. If you'd like to call us right here on Magic 103 FM, 199 AM, lines are open on 606-422.
Yeah.
103.
And that was Princess Say I'm Your Number One. Okay, we have another caller on the line. Trina.
Hello.
How are you?
Grand.
And where are you calling us from?
Bethlehem.
Okay, well, would you like to tell us what you think of life?
Life?
What is it like? What is your summer like?
It's useless.
Oh, no. Have you been away this summer at all anywhere?
No.
Oh, so you know what kind of wonderful weather we're having here.
Yeah, there's one heat wave predicted, though.
I know. Heat wave? Oh, sounds pretty interesting, all right. So, what year are you going into, Trina?
Fifth year.
Fifth year?
Mm-hmm.
So you just finished your into this year?
Yep.
Oh, how did it go?
Wasn't too bad.
Mm, that's what everybody seems to say. Nobody knows, really. So, have you any plans for after school?
After school?
Yes, when you finish school, do you know what you want to do?
Yeah, I want to be a success.
Oh, that is a good one. That is very good. Okay, Tom, what would you like to ask?
Don't we all want to be a success? I'm not sitting here for nothing. Thank you very much. Anna, seriously, Trina, good morning to you. You said your summer is absolutely useless. Why? What did you do or what did you not do? Why is it useless? Mine's been
Because I've just become redundant.
You've just become redundant?
Well, you see, I had a summer job.
You had a summer job?
For 1 week.
For 1 week. And what happened? Tell us, what were you doing?
My employer had sort of an argument. Not with me, but with the people she was working with, so she sort of disappeared and I haven't heard from her since.
And they threw you out in your ear?
Uh-huh.
Mm, so you're not very impressed about that? Oh, dear. Well, let's see, it's the 10th of August and still coming into the summer. We haven't had a summer yet and you've lost your summer job. Oh, dear me. And what were you actually doing?
I was washing people's hair.
Washing people's hair. Oh, and are you interested in hairdressing?
No.
No, but you were washing people's hair.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't mind. Well, why were you washing people's hair if you don't want to be a hairdresser and you weren't very interested in it?
Because I don't get a lot of pocket money.
Oh, I see. Oh. Mm. What do you like to do? Do you like going out and spending money in discos and out to the cinema and you want to get more money so you can go out there? Is that
yeah.
it? Oh, I see. Now we're getting at you. So what do you usually do when you have money to go out? Where do you usually go and who do you go out with?
I usually go out with my friends and we go to the shops and we buy clothes.
Yeah? And would you say you have a good wardrobe?
Not at the moment.
Well, what do you think of the price of clothes around town? Do you think that everything's much too dear, or do you go around bargain hunting? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, bargain hunting's the only word for it, yeah.
And would you find a great difference in the prices sometimes and from one shop to another?
Yeah, there is. You get the same clothes, even the same makers would be £10
the
difference sometimes.
Yeah? Gosh. Yeah. I usually go out and buy the normal shirt and trousers, and that's about my lot, and it's fairly standardised stuff, you know?
Maybe for a man.
Yeah.
Well, tell us, Trina, what kind of clothes would you buy if you had lots of money?
Fashionable clothes, of course.
Well, what kind of clothes are fashionable at the moment? I mean, what do your friends wear?
I don't know, really.
Big shirts and baggies, or what?
Yeah, big baggy shirts.
Mm, oh, well. And can you think of any other... Now, if you had your choice and you could have whatever kind of job you wanted to make money to buy your nice clothes and go out discoing, what kind of job would you like to do?
I suppose I'd like to be a lawyer.
A lawyer?
Yeah.
Oh, my. My gosh. Oh, excuse me, I better wash myself here. And would you like... Is that what you want to do when you leave school?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're going to try and study for?
Oh, it is, yeah.
Oh, that is interesting. Oh, well, have you any requests that you'd like to play at the moment?
Well, I'd like to play a request for all my friends in Beaufort.
Beaufort?
Yeah.
You're in Beaufort too?
It's me too.
Oh, well, I'm in Beaufort. That's great. Sorry, go on. Play your request.
Okay, a play request for Elaine.
Yeah.
And Lisa and Catherine and Margaret, who's down the Galpin at the moment. And just for everyone who's on holidays and doesn't like the weather at the moment.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough on that one, Trina. Okay. I think you said it all for us. I think you said it all for everyone. The weather hasn't been great. And well, they say we might even have an Indian summer. I don't know what that is, but let's hope it's around Christmas because I don't like the snow very much. Okay, Trina. Thank you very much for your call. And if anyone else would like to call us here on Magic 103, the lines are open on 606-422. Now, there's Rod Stewart and Infatuation.
Yeah.
John, where are you calling from?
Dingus West.
How's your summer holidays going?
Bad. Very bad.
Oh, why?
Nothing to do.
Why? No discos, nothing happening.
Yeah, I do. I go to discos.
So, where do you get your money from to go to these discos?
I have a summer job.
Oh, tell us about that. What do you do?
Milkman.
Milkman?
Down the area.
Oh, right. So, that's what ties you over to get your money for going to discos.
Yeah, and I went to U2 concert as well.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Right, well, let me see. Oh, I know. Would you like to play a request for anybody?
Yeah. For John Cronin, Martin Flood, Gary Fardell, Declan Fardell, and myself.
Okay, well, any particular song you'd like?
Yeah, and by you too.
All right, okay, I think we'll be able to manage that for you. Okay, well, thanks a million for calling, John. Keep listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, I think we have another caller on. Line 2, is it Susan? Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, Susan. You want to tell us about life and what's up with it or what's great about it?
Well, I think my life at the moment is brilliant. I'm really having a good time.
Yeah? Why? Okay, come on. Now, you said you're having a great time. Tell me why.
Well, this summer I'm just spending 4 weeks in Spain with my two friends, and we had a great time. Then I come back and I live up every night. Every weekend we go out, and we have great crack. We meet loads of people in town. And then we go back to a disco called Mary's on Friday night, and we really have a great time. I'm having a brilliant summer. And then next Thursday I'm going up to Galway with my two friends again, and we hope to have another good time up there.
Very good. So what are you planning on doing in Galway? What part of Galway are you going to?
We're going near Salt Hill.
Salt Hill. Oh, up to the beach and leisure land and all the...
Yeah, all the discos, and we hope to meet some nice fellas up there.
Some nice country men.
No. Some nice Dublin fellas might be up in Galway.
So, come here. Where else do you go around the Dublin scene? Where do you go? Do you go at disco and fashion?
Yeah, we go to Itchy Feet in Turnier. We go to the Ivy Rooms in Parnell Street.
Oh, the Ivy Rooms. I talk about the Ivy Rooms quite a lot. Do you go to the live gigs there, do you?
Yeah, we're going to China Dawn Tuesday night.
Yeah, do you think they're a good band?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they seem to be one of the bands up and coming around very shortly. Tell me, what do you think of the weather we're having this summer? Has that closed in on your social life and you're going out and about?
I know the weather's terrible, but I mean, you know Ireland, you can't depend on the weather, so I mean, you might as well just get out and live up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, like now, with all your living up, what happens about school? Are you academically inclined, or... Do the books get thrown in the bin for the summer? Do they?
They do. Well, I see, I'm doing my leaving next year, so this summer I'm really having a good time because I won't be out during the year.
And do you honestly think you'll get down to work when it comes to September?
Not September, but maybe Christmas I will.
Maybe Christmas and maybe June.
Well, hopefully Christmas.
All right. Well, okay, Susan, thank you very much for calling us. And, If you would like to play a request, or go ahead there.
Yeah, I'd play a request for Siobhan, Suzanne, Gillian, and for Sharon, who's down the Gaelsoft, and all from down the Hermo, and all from Nookgrove as well.
Okay.
Could you play UB40, please?
Okay, we'll see if we can organise some of that just before 12 o'clock.
For a new song, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
See you, bye.
Okay, thanks, Susan. Thank you very much for calling. If you'd like to call us, Magic 103, I think we'll take one more call at 606-422, 606-422, into Magic 103. Tom Brown and Kira in until 12 o'clock. Here's Simple Minds. Don't you forget about me.
Troubles and doubts, giving everything inside and out, and love strange, surreal and dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When the life gets in your heart, baby, don't you forget about me.
line who wants to say her big hello to Barry Breslin and Tony Lupton, I think this is. Okay.
Okay, are you saying goodbye? Are you going home now, Kira, are you?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'll fall into bed. I'm absolutely jacked.
Okay. I don't know where I'm going for the afternoon. I'll find somewhere to go. Right then, that's our lot for this morning. We'll be back between 9 and 12 o'clock. So for the past 3 hours, you have been listening to Hullabaloo, the programme, Magic's programme for the young people of County Dublin. So, from myself, Tom Brown, and...
Kira McKeown, it's goodbye.
Goodbye. And if you would like to write to us here at Magic, it's 144 Upper Leeson Street. And we'll also take your calls on 606-422. Good morning.
FM. Easy listening and information for Dublin is Magic 103.
ABC Network News with David Johnson. Good afternoon. Pope John Paul II has arrived in the Ivory Coast, the second stop of his seven-nation African tour. He was greeted at Abidjan Airport by the President and by government and religious officials. The highlight of the Pope's brief visit will be to consecrate Abidjan's new cathedral, whose fountain stone was laid 5 years ago. In the north, in Derry, marches are grouping for the annual Apprentice Boys March. An estimated 15,000 loyalists are gathering at St. Columb's Cathedral, where the service takes place at 11:30. The service officially starts the proceedings of the day. As the marchers cross Craigavon Bridge, the potential for trouble starts. The RUC have erected canvas screens to shield the march from residents of the Bogside. Meanwhile, in a night of violence in the north, one man has been killed and several others have been injured. The dead man was travelling in a hijacked car when it crashed early this morning in Andersonstown in Belfast. Two men had hijacked the car on the Glen Road and shortly afterwards it crashed on the Shore Road. Police took one man from the wreck and he was pronounced dead, and they say that they found a replica handgun in the car. The man's been identified as James Michael McCann, around 20 years of age, from Glen Road. In Lebanon, President Amin Gamal's palace was hit by rockets in night-long battles between Christian and Muslim militias along Beirut's dividing Green Line and hill overlooking the capital, police reported today. 9 people were killed and 41 wounded in artillery, mortar and rocket-propelled grenade clashes, police said. Shells crashed into residential districts along the Green Line that splits the capital into Christian and Muslim sectors. 2 Soviet-made Grad nade hit the presidential palace in the Christian suburb of Babda last night, shattering windows and causing other light damage, a police statement said. Looking now at the weather forecast for the Bay Area, cool and sunny for most of the morning. However, heavy showers will persist by late afternoon and early evening, some thundery with hail. The area high today, 18 degrees. Winds are moderate to fresh, south to southwesterly, force 5 to 6 on Dublin Bay. For the rest of Leinster, dry, bright and breezy at first, but heavy rain showers will become frequent during the afternoon and evening. Again, some thundery. The high 17 degrees, winds are fresh, southwesterly. Compiled from the wires of the Press Association, this is ABC Network News.
Love light in your eyes, I thought the world held not but joy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dream of thee. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village green, come to me in my dreams of love alone. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet, 16.
backwards like you're walking out. I guess the Lord's wearing glasses now.
Townsend and Ronnie Lane on Magic 103. Good afternoon, I'm Jenny McIver. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock. Requests or community announcements, Dublin 606422. This is Maura O'Connell.
The sun should tumble from the sky. If the sea should suddenly run dry. If you love me,
get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you turns my whole world misty blue. Oh, honey, just the mention of your name turns the flicker to a flame. Listen to me, good baby, I think of the things we and my whole world turns misty blue. Like I'd get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you, my love, my whole world turns misty blue.
Very sensual sound there, Misty Blue from Dorothy Moore. You're listening to Magic 103 606 422 for your requests or community announcements. I wonder, can anybody remember this one from the Monkees?
Do you think I'm too young to
I'll bid farewell to Dublin and just reach the cobblestones. I'm gone away to leave you, me friends and all the girls too, till I return to see you. Farewell, old Dublin town, to the city of our fathers, where friend and foe had gathered, where the Norman, Dane and Saxon had mingled with the Gael, administered the kingdom. But soon the pale was reeling to cradle Irish freedom in dear old Dublin town. Down by the river puddle, through whiskey stout and cuddle, it's there with all the gentle folk we drank and laughed and sung, and courted with your daughters, and swam around your waters, and seen your buildings slaughtered in dear old Dublin town. I remember in my childhood your mountains and your wild wood. I heard about your heroes in the classroom as a boy, of Thomas Street where Emmett died. In Sackville Place they fought with pride, of the times when brave Wolfe Tone did ride. In dear old Dublin town, our poets, they were many, our writers, they were plenty. There was Swift with all his little folk, and Joyce and Molly Bloom, her characters an unsung gang. There's Sparty Coates and old Bang Bang, and Zazimus, who always sang of dear old Dublin town. And now I'm standing on the quay, me destiny's uncertain, for fortunes have been lost and won with the dealing of a hand. The past it is a purple haze, the future is an untold maze, and the present is another gaze at dear old Dublin town. Fare thee well until we meet again, down by just reach out cobblestones. I'm gone away to leave you, me friends and all the girls too, till I return to see you. Farewell, old Dublin town.
never my life like a good homo sapien. But all around me everybody's multiplying, and they're walking around like flying man. So I'm no better than the animals sitting in their cages in the zoo, man. Cause compared to the flowers and the birds and the trees, I am an ape man. I think I'm so educated and I'm so civilized, cause I'm a strict vegetarian. With the overpopulation and inflation and starvation and the crazy politicians, I don't feel safe in this world no more. I don't wanna die in a nuclear war. I wanna sail away to a distant shore and make like an ape man. I'm an ape man, I'm an ape man. The motor traffic rumble. But give me half a chance and I'd be taking off my clothes and living in the jungle. Cause the only time that I feel at ease is swinging up and down in a coconut tree. Oh, what a life of luxury to be like an ape man.
Was the King Sand Ape Man. You're listening to Magic 103. A request in now for husband Richard Willis, who's out painting the windows, apparently working very hard. And this request comes in from his wife Anne, and apparently he's about the third story up, I should say, and working very hard, and Anne sends in this request. And for Richard Willis, here are the Beatles.
Standing in the dark at the pump, get to Holland or France. The man in the mask says you've gotta go back. You know they didn't even give us a chance. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. Finally made the plane into Paris. Honeymooning down by the Seine. Peter Brown called to say you can make
103. You're listening to Magic 103, 606-422 for requests or community announcements. A request now for Joseph Coleman and Sandra McArdle. Sandra rang us, I think it was Sandra anyhow, and asked me to play a request for both of them. And this is Dolly Parton.
Flickering embers of love, I've
That was the sound of Dolly Parton on Magic 103. A community announcement now. We've been asked to announce that if Jane O'Connor, age 20, is listening, or if any of her friends are listening, could she ring her home at Home Lawns in Talla urgently for a message? That's if Jane O'Connor of Home Lawns in Talla is listening, or if her friends are listening to ensure she gets this message. Contact her home at Home Lawns in Talla urgently for a message. Quite right too, Elaine Page there. If you don't want my love, take a hike. Life's too short. This is Susan McCann.
Country lanes and byways, we're always mine. Well, they're falling, where will we be? Winter has come and in our strength in the sun shining. And when it's gone and in, where shall we be? Faded. When old Jack comes to call, don't tell him no, tell him maybe. Oh, Annie, God bless us all. Oh, yeah, Annie, God bless us all.
Pete Townsend and Ronnie Lane from the album Rough Mix, and that was a lovely track called Annie. Well, I'm a request now from Michael McGrath, Zena Hogan, Lorraine McGrath and Shane Malloy, and I'm going to play for them Christy Moore and the Wicklow Boy.
As I walked past Fort Leash Prison, innocent voice was heard to say, my frame up has almost been completed, my people all look the other way. 7 years ago as torture started, a forced confession he was made to sign. Young Irishmen specially trained and chosen were on the heavy gang that made him run the line. Others in the Bridewell heard him screaming, even prison doctors could see his injuries were not self-inflicted. Those who tipped the scales did not agree. The Wicklow Boy is freedom. We must give him back his liberty. Or are we going to leave him in chains while those who framed him up hold the key? Deprived of human rights by his own people, sickened by injustice, he jumped bail. In the Appalachian Mountains found a welcome, till his co-accused were both released from jail. He came back home expecting he'd get justice, but special branchmen took him from the play. For 3 years we've deprived him of his freedom. The guilty jeer the innocent again. Boy, his freedom. We must give him back his liberty. Or are we going to keep him in chains while those who framed him up hold the key?
versus Kelly was the title of the farce we staged at his appeal. Puppets in well-rehearsed collusion, I often wonder how these men must feel. As I walked past Portlaoise prison, through concrete and steel a whisper came. My frame-up is almost completed. I'm innocent, Nicky Kelly is my name. Give the whittler boy his freedom. Give him back his liberty. Or are we going to keep him in chains?